This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Jesus the King. When Jesus rode on a colt into the city of Jerusalem, the disciples were shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Luke 19 verse 38. Moreover, Gospel of Matthew chapter 21 verse 15 narrates how children welcomed Jesus who came on the colt. They said, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Yes, the Jewish people expected the Messianic King to come in the lineage of David. The children acknowledged Jesus as their King born in the lineage of David. In fact, the Gospel stories describe Jesus as a King not just towards the end of his ministry, but right from the beginning of his life. At his birth, the Magi came searching for the child born as a King of the Jews. When the Magi saw Jesus, they rejoiced and worshipped him. But Herod the Great, the King of Judea at that time, trembled at the news of the birth of the King of Judea, and his empire was shaken because the legitimate King of the Jews, Jesus, was born. Later in Jesus' life, during his public ministry, the Jewish people recognized him as a king, particularly when he performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, which is described in Gospel of John chapter 6. In fact, in John 6, we read the people recognized him as a prophet to come and wanted to enthrone him. But Jesus whisked away, for he did not come to be enthroned in this world. Towards the end of Jesus' ministry, when he rode on to the city of Jerusalem on a colt, the Gospel of Luke notes that the crowd identified Jesus as the King. They recognized Jesus as a King because of the mighty works that they witnessed. Luke chapter 19, verse 37 and 38. Yes, on one hand, as Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on the colt, the disciples and the children confessed and celebrated Jesus as a King, whereas the Pharisees asked Jesus to stop the children from shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." John chapter 12 verse 19 says the Pharisees objected because of jealousy. However, Jesus did not stop the children, rather affirmed that if these don't worship, the stones around the place would praise him. Eventually, Jesus is questioned by Pilate, the governor of Judea. He asked Jesus, "So are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus did not refute the identity of being the King. Finally, he was crucified with the writing on the cross that read, "Jesus, King of the Jews." Yes, Jesus was born with the title King of the Jews. His works, the miracles, witnessed that he is the King. And on the cross that he was killed, it was written that he is a King of the Jews. Nevertheless, Jesus avoided from being enthroned as King. And when Jesus was arrested and crucified, he did not fight back because his kingdom was not of this world. Yes, Jesus, the Creator of the universe, came down from heaven as the Redeemer. He died as a slave, but rose again on the third day. And now he is coming back as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation chapter 17 verse 14. Friends, people cannot enthrone Jesus or dethrone Jesus. He was the King. He is the King and will be the King. He is not just the King of the Jews, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today, is Jesus the King of our lives? Many people recognize Jesus as a King, but don't submit to his Lordship. Dear friends, all those who confess Jesus as the Lord of their life will reign with him when he returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May Jesus be the King of our lives, today and forever.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.